Welcome to the Red Light Report,
your number one source for all things red light therapy,
where you will learn how to optimize your health, wellness, and longevity with the power of photobiomodulation. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Belkowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me on yet another solo-sode of the Red Light Report. We've had quite a few good interviews or good conversations the last handful of episodes, but today we'll dig more into some research, a little bit of carbon C60 research, a little bit of photobiomodulation research, because we haven't done that for a while. And so we kind of need to get our foot back on the grindstone with the research to see what the heck is going on in that realm. But before we get to that, I do want to announce that at the time of this recording, when it's released, BioC60 is live. So when we dropped the episode with David Hornick and we discussed carbon 60 and BioC60, it was in pre-order, and it's been in pre-order since then until today, where it is now live. So if you've been waiting for that product to be live so it can be shipped out as soon as you order it, now is the time. Again, we have two versions, the BioC60, the normal version, if you will, which is the colloquial serving amount that was used in that rat study we discussed, where the rats that consumed olive oil plus C60 lived 90% longer, and when they died, they had no tumors compared to their counterparts that drank just water. They died their normal age, but their bodies were riddled in tumors. So that's the normal dosage. Or you can get the concentrated version, which has twice as much carbon 60 per serving, and you can get the additional benefits of the powerful antioxidant, mitochondrial support, mopping up those free radicals and oxidative stress. You get a little more bang for your buck there, if you will, or more C60 per serving for those types of benefits, if that's something you're interested in. And also, at the time of this recording, we're releasing what is called the mitochondrial triad. And again, this is my company, BioLite. We're doing these products and these bundles. And we'll leave a link in the show notes for the BioC60 product and for this mitochondrial triad, where, just like the name says, you get to choose one of each part of the triad. So there's three parts. The first part, you get to choose your flavor of BioBlue. So you can choose the normal methylene blue product, or you can choose the leucomethylene blue product, BioBlue Leuco. So you choose one of those two. The second part, you choose your flavor of BioC60, like we just talked about, either the normal version or the concentrated version. And then the third part, you choose your BioLite red light therapy product. And literally, you can choose any of our products. And when you choose or you bundle those three together, you save 20% off the entire order. So talk about good bang for your buck. And I know that not everybody needs another red light therapy device. So that mitochondrial triad bundle is geared more towards those people who are just getting into red light therapy or just learning about the biohacking aspects of optimizing your mitochondrial health, or people that are interested in adding another type of red light therapy device to your arsenal, because not everything has to be a panel. You could get a mat, you could get a mouth guard, you could get a smaller handheld device if you have a full body device, or vice versa. But we'll also offer another bundle, which will exclude the red light therapy product aspect, so you can bundle just the supplements. So again, it'll be two parts, where the first part, you choose your BioBlue flavor, if you will, and the second part will be you choose your BioC60 flavor. And then by bundling those two supplements together, you'll get a 20% discount as well. And you'll have subscription options with that second version, because with the mitochondrial triad, I don't think someone's going to want a restore panel or a matrix mat showing up to their doorstep every month. So we'll have the subscription option when you bundle the two the BioBlue and the BioC60 supplements together for an additional discount. So we're finding ways to offer these supplements, which can be a little higher priced, but they are high quality in what they're doing for physiology and our mitochondrial health and longevity is superior, I would say, to virtually 99.99% of other supplements that are available, or other molecules or adjuvants that are available. And we'll discuss that a little in today's episode with some C60 research. But again, so there's ways to save if you're really wanting to optimize your mitochondrial health and get into the methylene blue and get into the carbon 60 and the C60 realm of things. Because I truly do think combining all three of these together, of course, the mitochondrial triad, methylene blue, carbon 60, red light therapy in no particular order, but using those three in concert week in and week out, I think leads to optimal mitochondrial health, optimal lifespan, optimal health span. Okay, before we jump into the first article, which covers carbon 60 and its many health benefits, let's first just do a quick review of a lot of the potential benefits that have been demonstrated in the research to date. And so we know that carbon 60 has powerful anti-inflammatory properties. It's a mop for mopping up free radicals and oxidative stress. It can improve skin conditions. It can protect the nervous system. And of course, since it mops up free radicals, it's a powerful antioxidant. Some of the benefits that people see when they take C60 in olive oil. So we get better vision, improved strength and motivation, increased energy, better sleep. And then lastly, as it relates to carbon 60 in olive oil, because you can get C60 in other types of oils, which we'll discuss in a moment here, but when carbon 60 is in olive oil, again, some of these are going to be redundant, but bear with me here. So common reported side effects when consuming carbon 60 in olive oil in an olive oil solution, easier workouts, so again, better strength, better endurance, more energy, less fatigue, better focus, better sleep, weight loss, anti-inflammatory effects, arthritis, pain relief, and much more. And again, this is coming from the SES Research website. And again, they're one of the originals and the most longstanding companies and research companies around carbon 60. They've been doing it since 91. And remember that longevity study that really kicked things off for human health in carbon 60 was done in 2012. So even when that happened, and they were using the carbon 60 from SES Research. And so even when that study was done, SES Research had been dealing with carbon 60 in other sectors for a couple of decades. So they're the most trusted resource for information, and their carbon 60 is virtually used in all of the high quality research that's been done on carbon 60. And again, that's where BioLite, where we source our carbon 60, we get their highest quality, most pure 99.99% made for human consumption carbon 60. Well, guys, BioLite has what's called bundles. So simply go to the BioLite website, BioLite.shop, go under products, and there will be a tab for bundles. With each of these bundles, there's three of them, you save 20% off on the entire package. For example, we have the beauty bundle, which includes a shine and stand, a guardian plus, and the Longev Revive cream. So that bundle of three products, you save 20% off the entire package. There's the recovery bundle, that includes the Recharge Plus panel, the Guardian mouthpiece, and then the Longev Recover cream. And that Recover cream is just like the Revive cream, except it has added CBD oil infused into it. That package of three items all comes at 20% off. And then the last bundle, which is the most versatile bundle in the sense that you get to pick and choose what products you want. You get to pick and choose from the Recharge Plus panel, the Restore Plus panel, or the Matrix Full Body Matte. And then you get to choose between the Guardian and Guardian Plus. And then you get to choose between the Revive and the Recover cream. It also includes the Shine and Stand, so you get to choose between black and silver. By purchasing those four products in the ultimate bundle, you save 20% off all of the products. You also save 20% off shipping. So literally the entire package and shipping is 20% off. So if you're ever needing some red light therapy products and are looking for a discount, just remember the bundles are always 20% off, 365 days a year, no coupon code necessary. So that was just a quick review on some of the health benefits. Again, that's not an exhaustive list by any means. They didn't even mention, you know, hair health and longevity and other aspects of carbon 60, but we're going to get that into that with this article here, which is from January of 2023, so about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and it's entitled Anti-Inflammatory and Antioxidant Effects of Liposoluble C60 at the Cellular, Molecular, and Whole Animal Levels. And so when we jump into the introduction here, because I think it's good just to review something new like carbon 60, especially if you heard it for the first time a couple of weeks ago, I think, again, like Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of learning. So we'll go in the introduction here and just learn more about carbon 60, what it is and what's so special about it. So carbon 60, which is also known as C60 or fullerene, is a spherically structured molecule composed of 60 carbon atoms. It has a molecular weight of 720. In 1985, astronomers used high-energy lasers to sputter graphite placed in a vacuum chamber environment in the laboratory and accidentally discovered the soccer ball-like C60. In 1996, three scientists won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the discovery of this new material. C60 is a liposoluble substance, so it has to be in fat. It can be dissolved in vegetable oils, such as olive oil or grapeseed oil, and is highly soluble in toluene and xylene. Although C60 is insoluble in water, it becomes water-soluble when more than 20 hydroxyl groups are introduced in it. So that brings up an interesting point, because if you go on the SES research website, they actually say that when C60 is in water, it then becomes toxic to humans, whereas in fats or in oils, that's where it becomes healthy and beneficial to us. So just note that you don't want to combine C60 with water in a solution. You want to combine it with oil. So C60 strongly absorbs free radicals, inhibits the toxicity of chemical toxicants, resists radiation, prevents ultraviolet damage, and prevents heavy metal-induced cell damage. It has potential applications in the fields of cosmetics, medical devices, and medicine. C60, as an extremely potent antioxidant, had shown important effects in the fields of skin beauty, hair follicle growth, and anti-aging. Therefore, C60 has joined the list of cosmetics in Japan, Taiwan, the United States, and China. C60 is an antioxidant genius that has officially entered China's beauty industry. French scientists dissolved C60 in olive oil and fed it to mice, 4 milligrams of C60 per kilogram of body weight, once every 2 weeks for 10 to 17 months. The results showed that the mice in the control group died in 17 to 38 months, while the lifespan of the mice in the experimental group was extended to 59 to 66 months. During the period, the experimental group showed no abnormalities in body weight or physiological manifestations. Therefore, C60 is informally sold as a health food ingredient in the United States and the European Union. And I should note that the authors of this paper are Chinese, so that's why they're relating to C60 entering the Chinese beauty industry. But moving along here, C60 dissolved in olive oil functions as a very strong antioxidant and has therapeutic effect on inflammatory skin diseases, cancers, and intestinal diseases. The authors of the study discovered that cosmetic-grade C60 dissolved in grapeseed oil could quickly and noticeably relieve skin itching and pain in muscles, tendons, and joints when applied and massaged on the skin. In this study, C60 dissolved in grapeseed oil was used as the research object, and they did 3 milligrams per milliliter, and its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects were investigated at the cellular, molecular, and whole animal levels. Grapeseed oil droplets containing a trace amount of C60 were mixed in the culture medium, supplemented with 10% bovine serum, and a series of cell-level experiments were conducted to measure the release of tumor necrosis factor alpha, or TNF-alpha, migration, phagocytosis, respiratory burst, and apoptosis in freshly isolated human neutrophils. We next mixed the grapeseed oil droplets containing a trace amount of C60 with aqueous and ethanolic solutions and investigated the antioxidant effect of C60 grapeseed oil at the molecular level. We mainly explored whether the trace amount of water-insoluble, liposoluble C60 could be delivered in water-soluble liquids and produce an anti-inflammatory effect at the cellular level and an antioxidant effect at the molecular level. Finally, we explored the effect of oral administration of C60 grapeseed oil on C-reactive protein, or CRP, which is a marker of inflammation in the blood of dogs. So there's a lot of juicy scientific information in the discussion section, which I'm not going to necessarily illuminate here because I think most people would fall asleep by the end of my first sentence. But what I do want to highlight from the discussion is the part where they talk about the effect of oral administration of C60 oil on the inflammatory marker CRP in canine blood. So after 3 days of oral administration of C60 oil, the dog's serum CRP level was decreased drastically and continued to decline in the following 6 days. These results show that C60 dissolved in grapeseed oil entered the beagle's body and significantly reduced the serum level of the inflammatory marker CRP. That is, C60 oil had a therapeutic effect on inflammation. And I bring that up because I think I've mentioned this possibly before, that I give my dog C60 every morning with his food and sometimes for his dinner as well. So I use the Bio C60, which this brings up the point I wanted to mention about oil. So I'm kind of interested why they chose grapeseed oil, possibly because it's cheaper, I don't know, or because in this case, I think they're using it for or to demonstrate C60 for skin health versus consuming. But it looks like the dogs consumed it, so there you have it. But about oils, so olive oil is the top choice because you can get the highest concentration of C60 in that oil. Compared to, you'll see other products that use MCT oil. Well, you get less than half the concentration of C60 in MCT oil. But if you're into a ketogenic diet or want to get into ketosis and want to utilize MCT oil instead for those benefits, then you can go ahead and use that MCT oil, just knowing you're getting much less C60 per milliliter or per volume of fluid, if you will, in MCT oil compared to olive oil. And then another common oil that's used for C60 products is avocado oil. And you get about 75% of the C60 in avocado oil compared to olive oil. So MCT oil is the least, with less than half compared to olive oil. Avocado is the next step up in terms of concentration levels with about 75%. And then you have olive oil, kind of the king of oils for C60 concentration. And also, I just think olive oil has more benefits along with it compared to avocado or MCT. But again, just for your guys' information, you do get different concentration. And that's why when we were developing Bio C60, that's why we chose olive oil. It's not only for the health benefits of olive oil, but again, you can get the highest concentration of C60 by utilizing olive oil. So again, I'm not sure why they chose grapeseed oil other than, again, I think they were initially doing the study for C60 on skin health, and then they threw in feeding it to dogs. So then that brings up the other point that I mentioned, which I feed my dog this Bio C60. So I sprinkle a milliliter on his kibble every morning, same thing in the evening. And again, it's information like this that proves that is beneficial for dogs or for pets. It doesn't have to be a dog. It could be a cat. It could be a bird, as long as they can consume the oil. But regardless, it's for the anti-inflammatory benefits. It's for the mopping up the free radicals and the oxidative stress that the dogs get, just like humans. We're both mammals. And at the end of the day, we're talking carbon 60, which is carbon, and we're carbon beings. So if all of these benefits are being purported for humans, and also now we're starting to see with animals or dogs, then if you're a pet lover, and I know there's a lot of people out there who, you know, your pet is your family member, and so you're going to do anything you can to optimize the health and health span of your family member, your pet. And so I just want to throw that out there that C60 is a very, very viable option to add to your pet's health regimen, with a caveat that you want to make sure they can consume olive oil. If you're doing the Bio C60, make sure they can consume astaxanthin, and they can consume the C60. And so I check that for my German Shepherd, and of course he can consume the olive oil, he can consume the astaxanthin, and so he's been taking the Bio C60 for about a month or so now. And this is a little off topic, but on topic since we're talking about pets, I also give my dog leucomethylene blue for the same general reason I just gave about Bio C60. It's safe and it's effective. If we're consuming the leucomethylene blue and we're getting this massive antioxidant hit, most of it's going to our brain, so we're improving mitochondrial function in the brain. And also the leucomethylene blue or the methylene blue can go and help the most dysfunctional mitochondria first in the body. So you're basically keeping your body and your cells as up to snuff as possible, or you're always taking care of the weakest link, if you will. So the way I feed my dog the leukomethylene blue is I just take a small amount of organic peanut butter, kind of spread it out in a small little Pyrex container, and then just do a regular, you know, milliliter worth of leukomethylene blue, mix it up, and then he just eats that little ball of bluish peanut butter. And his tongue gets a little bit blue, but by the time he's done eating his breakfast and has some water afterwards, there's really not that much blue left on his tongue. So just those little couple of tips for those pet lovers out there that if you're looking to improve their health, because I know, especially as pets age, I mean, a lot of dogs especially, it can have hip issues or just different type of OA, let alone, you know, their brain's going to deteriorate just like humans do as we chronologically age. So things like carbon 60, things like methylene blue or leukomethylene blue are very, very viable options for pets. And again, I checked to make sure that at least my dog, he's a German Shepherd, can take those extra ingredients that are in the BioBlue products, because it's not just the methylene blue, it's the NMN. But again, they have mitochondria just like we do. So NAD or NMN is another necessary thing as they chronologically age. Then you have to make sure your pet could take the colloidal silver, the colloidal gold, and the fulvic acid. But I'm sure that's safe for most pets, but that's something you just want to double check if you're going to utilize the BioBlue products with your pets. But again, I think it's just low-hanging fruit. Of course, your dogs or your pets should be outside getting sun. I know a lot of people in the red light therapy space are really gravitating towards treating their animals or their pets / family members with red light therapy, and that's another very safe and viable option to improve their health and wellness. And then again, if we're going to go through the triad, methylene blue and C60 is another low-hanging fruit to optimize the health of your pet. Okay, now that that diatribe is over, get off that soapbox. Let's get back to the discussion portion of this article about C60. So they go on to say that the experimental results showed that C60 oil inhibited TNF-alpha release, migration, phagocytosis, and reactive oxygen species production by human neutrophils. However, C60 oil had no significant effect on neutrophil apoptosis or death. Such results indicate that C60 oil exerts an inhibitory effect on the immune activity of neutrophils and has no cytotoxic activity. The amount of C60 dissolved in the grapeseed oil was 2 to 10 micrograms per milliliter, while the concentration of C60 that entered the cultured neutrophils was even lower. So that's a pretty darn low amount, just for reference. This finding suggests that a trace amount of water-insoluble, liposoluble C60 was effectively delivered in an unknown way and produced an anti-inflammatory effect at the cellular level. This study suggests that liposoluble C60 might be administered through the mucous membrane and the skin to treat the inflammatory diseases related to the release of TNF-alpha, migration, phagocytosis, and production and release of reactive oxygen species in human neutrophils. Moving along here, CRP is a serum marker of inflammation. CRP is synthesized in the liver and released in the blood. Inflammatory cells release inflammatory factors to stimulate the synthesis of CRP and the release of CRP into the blood. Plasma CRP is significantly increased during acute inflammation. Plasma CRP is slightly increased in chronic inflammation. However, the level of CRP will decrease rapidly after the inflammation subsides. This study explored the effect of oral administration of C60 oil on the blood CRP level in beagle dogs. Their serum CRP level showed a continuous declining trend after treatment. Elevation of serum CRP is common in cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases. Oral administration of C60 oil strongly reduced the serum CRP of the dog, suggesting that C60 may have a therapeutic effect on cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases related to elevated CRP. And that is basically the conclusion. I'm not going to repeat that because then it'll just get repetitive. But there you go. So, I mean, nothing necessarily groundbreaking, but again, it kind of just proves the point of some of the potential benefits of C60. And I like how they kind of related it to the potential use case for the therapeutic effect on cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases, because those two, especially in America, are running rampant more than ever. So if something as simple as C60 can help ameliorate those symptoms, ameliorate and mitigate those diseases, then by all means, I think that's a very easy way and safe way, safe and effective. We're not talking about different types of drugs with their negative side effects and whatnot. C60 is as safe as it comes. And of course, as a side note, many of you already know that we have had C60 in our cream for years, upward of 4 years now, we've been using C60. And that's because David Horneck, being the genius he is, knew about a lot of these benefits even back then. And so adding C60 was a no-brainer to him. And the big reason, like he mentioned in his conversation a couple weeks ago, was not just these anti-inflammatory, ROS mopping, oxidative stress mopping mechanisms of C60. It was because he's so in tune with the environmental stresses of 5G, non-native EMFs like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and how they bombard our cells, and how the skin cells are the first things that get perturbed because they're so superficial. And so he added C60 to combat all of this non-native EMFs. And that can come in a couple of forms. We have ionizing radiation, which would be stuff like the ultraviolet part of the sunlight, so ultraviolet damage to our skin. And then we can think of like X-rays and gamma rays. And it can also help with non-ionizing forms of radiation, such as power lines and radio and TV, our cell phones, satellites, stuff like that. So the C60 helps combat and protect us from both non-ionizing and ionizing. And just a quick way to think about that is like the C60 helps us against the sun damage, and it helps us against, you know, the fight against 5G and that type of non-native damage. But C60, both when you use it topically, like in a cream, or when you consume it and it's inside your body and it's going systemically, then you're getting some protection from those types of environmental stresses. And that's just one of many ways that carbon-60 can help protect and augment the health of your cells and your mitochondria, because at the end of the day, your mitochondria is an environmental sensor. And so it's going to react to whatever stresses are around it. That can be non-native EMFs, that can be too much UV radiation. And so these types of tactics where we can protect or mitigate the damage from these stresses is only going to behoove your mitochondria and thus improve your health span and mitigate some types of diseases or cancers from coming around. And at the end of the day, it's not only that it's effective, because it's one thing to be effective, but it's another thing to be extremely, extremely safe. And as you guys have heard me say before, low, low risk, high, high reward. And that's carbon-60 for you. But now since we've touched on carbon-60, let's move along to some red light therapy research. And so this is just an abstract, but regardless, we're going to pull some great information out of this, especially if you work in a hospital, especially in the ICU. So this article comes from January of this year, 2024, and it's entitled Photobiomodulation Therapy, Red and NIR LEDs, Reduced the Length of Stay in Intensive Care Unit and Improved Muscle Function, a Randomized Triple-Blind and Sham-Controlled Trial. And so this comes out of the Journal of Biophotonics. So the context, and again, this is all from the abstract, photobiomodulation therapy has been widely used to improve strength, fatigue resistance, and increase muscle mass in healthy individuals. These effects could help critically ill patients admitted to intensive care units, or ICUs, who show reduced mobility and muscle strength. ICU-acquired weakness lessens overall health and increases the patient's length of stay in the ICU. So the objective of the study was to evaluate the effects of photobiomodulation therapy using low-intensity, light-emitting diodes on the mobility and muscle strength, i.e. functional capacity, and length of stay of patients admitted to hospital ICU. So the methods, this is a randomized, triple-blind, sham-controlled trial conducted in a hospital ICU. 60 patients were randomly assigned to two equal groups, either photobiomodulation therapy or sham. Photobiomodulation therapy was applied daily to patients until their discharge from ICU using a flexible neoprene array of 264 LEDs, 120, which were a red light at 635 nanometers, and 144, which were near infrared at 880 nanometers. And they did this for 90 seconds total, the treatments at each site. How many sites were there? 10 of them. 10 sites were located bilaterally on the thighs, legs, arms, and forearms, both on the front and the back of their body. And so the total treatment was 15 minutes, 90 seconds over 10 spots, which is the equivalent of 2,073 joules per session. But of course, that's including every single LED array over all of those different areas. But again, a 15-minute treatment, and they have the milliwatts, but they don't have milliwatts per centimeter squared for light irradiance. But the outcomes were length of stay in the hospital until discharge from the ICU, muscle strength by the Medical Research Council score, and hand grip dynamometry. Patient mobility by intensive, the other scores, okay, other scores, I'm not going to read those. And the results, because that's what matters here. So photobiomodulation therapy reduced the average length of stay in the ICU by almost, or on average, 30%. It also increased mobility, increased muscle strength, and increased hand grip dynamometry, or hand grip strength. So simply by doing their daily 15-minute red light therapy sessions, and I love that they included red and near infrared, they reduced their stay in the ICU by a third. So let's say, and again, I don't know, I'm just pulling numbers out of the hat here, but let's say your stay in the ICU was a week. By doing this red light therapy treatment, you were out about 2 1/3 days or 2.5-ish days sooner than your counterparts or your contemporaries that didn't have red light therapy. Not only that, but your mobility improved, your muscle strength was improved, and so was your hand strength. So the conclusion, this goes without being said, but the results suggest that daily photobiomodulation therapy can reduce the length of stay of ICU patients and increase muscle strength and mobility. So again, I say to anyone working in the hospital, especially the ICU, what do we have to do to make this the norm? Like, what other information or what other research do we need to prove that something as simple and safe and effective as red light therapy can reduce the stay of patients by 30%? So again, I don't know what all the integrals would be to make this happen, but if anyone has any idea, please reach out to me in some form or another, whether it's social media, through email. You can reach me info@biolight.shop. But what do we need to do to get this more mainstream? Like, this is such low-hanging fruit to improve people's quality of life, get them out of the hospital sooner and on their way. And that just opens up beds and it opens up other, so other people can come in, right? So the foot traffic can be more frequent because beds are opening up quicker. There doesn't have to be this massive long wait time to get a bed in the ICU or otherwise if we're able to get people out quicker. So it's a win-win situation because people are getting healthier quicker, they're getting out of the hospital quicker, and it's opening up potential beds for other people to come in that need them right now, because that's what the ICU is for. But again, extrapolate this to just, you know, outpatient hospital or outpatient care, whether you're a chiro, a PT, AT, osteopath, what have you. You know, add this to your health side of things, or let alone, how about a skilled nursing facility? I mean, I had an internship in one of those, and I can't imagine what a difference some daily red light therapy would make to anyone and everyone living there. I mean, think about that. At the end of your chronological age, when your NAD levels are lowest, when your mitochondria are most dysfunctional, what could be better than some red light therapy? And of course, I'd love to sprinkle in some carbon 60 and some methylene blue, but like, I'll settle for some red light therapy, right? Like, it's this type of information that needs to be more pervasive and needs to get out there to more people, because red light therapy, in essence, is the truth, if you will. It's like, it helps. It's easy. It's effective. And it, like in this instance with the article, they're using like flexible pads. Like, it doesn't take up much room. It doesn't take up much storage. It doesn't take up much brain power to learn how to operate these things to improve someone's health and improve someone's outcomes this drastically. 30% quicker out of the ICU. That is nothing to sneeze at. Okay, Now let's move along to our mitochondrial friends, specifically in the brain. So let's talk about migraines and how the mitochondria could be related. And so this is from a German article. The article is actually in German. And so all I have is the English abstract, but it's also very hot off the press. It's from February 2024, so just a month ago. It's entitled Migraine and Mitochondrial Diseases, Energy Deficit in the Brain. And so I think this is especially prevalent because I think headaches are, and migraines are much more prevalent than I would even believe. But I know just from treating patients in the past and talking to people, it's like headaches and migraines, like they're much more common than you would think. And especially for a lot of people, they're habitual. They're very, very chronic. Sometimes lifetime people dealing with headaches and migraines. And so I think if there's any natural, you know, quote unquote natural way to help even reduce it by 50%, like that's a great starting point, let alone getting rid of it. And I'll just say that dry needling is a very effective way for getting rid of a lot of these types of headaches and migraines. Not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them, it can help. But regardless, when we're looking at the mitochondria, it's this energy deficit. It's an energy crisis that's leading to these headaches and migraines. So again, let's get to the abstract here and learn from these Germans how this could be. So they say that mitochondrial diseases are complex metabolic disorders caused by genetic mutations and lead to impaired energy production in the mitochondria of cells. The clinical spectrum ranges from severe multi-organ involvement in early childhood to mild monosymptomatic courses in adulthood. The brain, heart, and skeletal muscles are particularly affected due to their high energy demands. Headaches in general, and migraine in particular, occur disproportionately more frequently in patients with mitochondrial diseases. In recent years, similarities in the pathomechanism of mitochondrial diseases and migraine have been investigated in numerous biochemical, genetic, and therapeutic studies. The results suggest a dysfunctional energy metabolism with demonstrable mitochondrial damage as a central aspect in the pathogenesis of migraine. These findings are valuable for a better understanding of primary headache disorders and mitochondrial diseases, as well as for the optimization of diagnostic and treatment procedures, and should be applied in clinical practice. And that's the end. So while that didn't really give us any, let's say, applicable answers, it is kind of exposing or illuminating the fact that the mitochondria or mitochondrial dysfunction very well could be a central part of migraines. So they're talking about migraines more so than headaches. But that also would beg the question then, since methylene blue, the vast majority accumulates in your brain, and methylene blue helps normalize metabolism, methylene blue helps normalize mitochondrial function. And I've seen this, and I think it was also in The Ultimate Guide to Methylene Blue by Mark Sloan, how methylene blue can be used to treat headaches. It can be used to treat migraines. So again, I think methylene blue is another one of those low-hanging fruits for anyone, whether it's acute, subacute, or chronic headaches and migraines. Methylene blue would very much be worth trying out to see if it helps reduce or reverse your headaches and migraines. And if you do try it out, please let me know, because I think it would be great for people to know if people in the quote-unquote real world are seeing results with their headaches and migraines simply by using something like methylene blue. Okay, so let's move along to our last article for today. And this one is for the ladies out there. And this article comes from February 13th of 2024. It's entitled, Effect of Photobiomodulation on Alleviating Primary Dysmenorrhea Caused by PGF2A, which stands for prostaglandin F2 alpha. And so again, since it's so new, I just have the abstract here, but again, we'll learn some positive results nonetheless. It goes on to say, photobiomodulation has attracted widespread attention in suppressing various pain and inflammation. Primary dysmenorrhea primarily occurs in adolescents and adult females, and the limited effectiveness and side effects of conventional treatments have highlighted the urgent need to develop and identify new adjunct therapeutic strategies. In this work, the results of pain and prostaglandins demonstrated that 850 nanometers, 630 nanometers, and 460 nanometers all exhibited pain inhibition, decreased prostaglandin F2A, and upregulated prostaglandin E2, while 630 nanometers photobiomodulation has better effectiveness. So they used 850 nanometers, which of course is near infrared light. They used 630, red light, and they also used 460, which is blue light. And it appears that that red light had the best effectiveness. So then, to explore the underlying biological mechanisms of red light photobiomodulation on primary dysmenorrhea, we irradiated prostaglandin F2A-induced human umbilical smooth muscle cells and found that low-level irradiance can restore intracellular calcium ion, reactive oxygen species, ATP, and MMP levels to normal levels. And for those wondering what MMP stands for or what it's about, so MMPs in blood, they play a role in normal physiological processes, including tissue morphogenesis, cell migration, and angiogenesis. MMPs are also involved in pathophysiological processes, including wound healing, inflammation, and cancer. And MMP stands for matrix metalloproteinases. So there's a nice little physiological review for you guys. But again, so the red light restored intracellular calcium ion, ROS, ATP, and MMP levels to normal levels. And red light enhanced cell viability and promoted cell proliferation for normal human umbilical smooth muscle cells. Therefore, this study proposes that red light photobiomodulation may be a promising approach for the future clinical treatment of primary dysmenorrhea. So while I don't have any specifics, like we can't really develop a protocol from this because they didn't give us the specs, like the light irradiance, the amount of joules for the dosage, stuff like that, it nonetheless demonstrates and illuminates the potential for red light therapy in alleviating dysmenorrhea, which I can only imagine is the opposite of fun to deal with. So if there's anything, kind of like migraines, if there's anything to reduce it, let alone get rid of it, that's simply amazing, especially if it's as safe and effective as red light therapy. So I think there's going to be some tools down the road to really help nip this primary dysmenorrhea in the bud. And if it's as simple as red light therapy, then hallelujah. So that's all I have for you today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed learning about the benefits of C60 and how red light therapy can help in certain ways, and the potential role that dysfunctional mitochondria play in migraines and in other type of brain disorders, I'm sure. So it's kind of a well-rounded episode today. If you enjoyed what you heard or listened, please share it with any family or friend or otherwise who you think could benefit from the information. And if you haven't already, please just take a quick 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your support, and enjoy the rest of your week. Get outside, touch some grass, get out in nature, get some sunshine, and as always, light up your health.
Thank you for listening to the Red Light Report. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes and other podcast platforms to help spread the word so other people can learn about the many health, wellness, and longevity benefits of red light therapy.
If you're looking for more educational content, check out our Instagram page at biolight.shop and our YouTube channel, Biolight. I'm Dr. Mike Belkowski, and I'll see you on the next episode.